You're listening to DubLab during our 2019 membership drive. If DubLab has helped you in making your days and nights more magical, please consider supporting our inclusive and passion-fueled organization by becoming a member today. For more information, please head over to dublab.com/support.
Welcome to another episode of Live at DubLab, the podcast featuring live performances from the DubLab studio.
DubLab Radio, live here from Los Angeles. This is your host, Ale. DubLab Live on this wonderful Wednesday, very inspiring Wednesday today. We had a Benedict Escandal, Shrimp Nose, and then now we have with us, first time here in the studio, Karin, who is going to be performing live in just a moment, and really excited. We have a full setup here ready to go, and she's here. I'm just looking at your t-shirt. It's really good t-shirt. I just realized it.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's the OPN, like his shirt.
Really?
His artist shirt.
Wow. I gotta get that. We have the Caitlin Aurelia Smith one.
She's so bomb. So beautiful. I was just like lost in the patchwork.
So we're both doing synth people's t-shirts wearing. Yeah. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming over. Yeah. And part of it, the excuse to have you here is the release of your new record that is coming out on Mute, the Quanta series, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, exciting.
It is really exciting.
Yeah, and
it's my debut.
That's your debut record, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you have a history of working a lot. It's not like you just, you know, getting going. I know that you've written an opera or like a piece for theater, and you come from living in Berlin, and a lot of other work, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what led to this record on Mute, and how did it end up? What was the trajectory, the road to this work that's coming out tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. It just made sense to put, you know, the record of all these experiences with these songs together, and sort of once I did that, there was a journey.
Yes.
You know, and it felt like it was really it showed me my journey, and it just felt like, okay, this is really worthy, and I think this is what all, you know, I think that was really just simply that it should come out.
Yes. Well, when work is named series as part of the title, it implies something that is going to continue as part of a larger thing.
Yeah. Well, it was that I was releasing it in my own way. I was just releasing it, you know, two tracks at a time. I just didn't, you know, when I make a piece, I'm like, this is everything, you know, so I want to give it its due and put it out. So I was kind of doing that, like two tracks at a time. I had so much work. I have so much work to put out. And then after like four or five songs, it was like clear that it should come together, you know, and I wanted to put the series all together with three or four new pieces that completed it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And I know for, I don't know if for the... for all of it, but for part of it, for some of the work in there, including there, you draw from deep personal experiences and situations that life has put you through.
Yeah, definitely.
And I wanted to see what, you know, what was the result of that, or what was the process, and how deep you have to go in to take this into a work that's coming out.
Well, I can only write what I know.
Yeah.
And what I feel to be true. And, you know, I think, you know, I don't really think about the work when I'm making my work. I'm really thinking about life. And those pieces really were reflecting where my mind was at, where my heart was at, what I was focusing on. And I think, you know, I sort of I'm really inspired, and I just really want to see sort of this architecture come together and like kind of create these homes for these big moments in my life, you know? And those moments, those big moments, are just big feelings I have or something I come to know is really true for myself, and sort of to bow down to that experience and let it, in the process of making it, let it shape me as I'm trying to form it.
Yes. I know that you come from a Syrian family. Mm-hmm.
Armenian-Syrian.
Armenian-Syrian. You are from Los Angeles, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is your hometown,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But I know that from your history and for what's happening currently at the moment in Syria, you were directly affected by it, and therefore your work was vastly influenced by that tragic experience, mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I was born in the South. I was baptized in Aleppo. And, going there every summer, my family, we're so close. So it just, when they had to leave and go to Armenia, or some of them ended up in Toronto, that was devastating for all of us. And also just knowing that I wasn't going to go back there, and that community isn't going to be there, and the streets are not the same, and just this place in my memories is just not...
It's gone,
and it's devastating. I mean, besides my own personal, which is, one step, I'm one person, away, where it's the direct, my aunts, uncles, cousins, they were directly affected, and that, I felt very affected by that too, but also the refugee crisis is devastating. I mean, it's...
Exactly, aside from...
So it's not just about me, it's just about being in touch with... the consciousness of the world.
The reality. And I find it interesting that your work also is so connected to electronic music. Mm-hmm. You draw influences from, you can even hear influences from industrial, experimental music, mm-hmm. concrete, and mm-hmm. kind of all of the above kind mm-hmm. of idea. And I find it interesting coming out on a label like Mute that has such a legacy, and it's a label that really, in one way or another, we were all listening to their stuff when we were younger, and the list goes on, mm-hmm. on the stuff how we influenced all of us. What is the connection between, or what took you to that place musically, where you come from listening to that kind of music as you were growing up? Is that kind of your musical DNA? Would you consider that music that, or how do you find that as a vehicle to tell your story?
Well, I feel like I'm a field of opposites, and sort of what excites me is sort of putting things that are, juxtaposed and bringing them together, and for me to be the bridge between those, opposites. And that's just how I feel in the world. And so it makes a lot of sense for me to bring together a lot of different things that have sort of permeated me, and it just feels natural. It feels necessary also, because I love the idea of processing something and transforming it. So my voice, for example,
yes.
It's the most acoustic instrument, and then putting it through all the processors and then turning it into something more than what we think it can be.
Yes.
That's exciting.
In a way, you're talking about the idea of almost an old world and a new world,
yeah,
that you're combining.
Definitely, and a future world.
A future world.
And a multiverse,
Yes.
That's what I'm really interested in.
Yes. Wow. After the release of this, I know you're going to be going on... playing, touring, what do you think?
Wow, you really know everything. It's great.
Yes.
You should play. Actually, you should play.
Well, no, but just wanted to see what are the plans, after this. And if, I don't know, maybe this is a silly question, but if the Quanta series is, it's part of a series that will continue, or this is the series start and end here, and these pieces are...
Right.
Well,
the Quanta series, it's the beginning and the end and the middle and the sideways elevator to what's coming, I'm going on tour with Apparat next month or next month.
March,
so it's coming up really soon.
A few days left.
Europe and the UK. And I'm just really inspired, and there's a lot of work being made. In fact, I'm starting my next record already.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. Just a lot of stuff going on at once, and that's just, this is the time to just be drinking from the cup of life. And
yes.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to it, and thank you so much for coming over today and sharing your music. Yeah. And let's hear it, I say, okay. Because I see the setups, I see all the stands, and mm-hmm. you know. So for those out there, we have Karin tuning. Did I get that correct?
Karin.
Yeah. Karin, yes.
Yeah. My sister says I don't say my name correctly, and I think it's because I hear other people saying my name incorrectly all the time. But my emphasis is always in the place. But Karin.
Yes.
She's probably in Glendale right now going, no, it's Karin, or who knows. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming over. And for those out there tuning in, live performance coming up in just a minute. Dublab.com, live from Los Angeles. This is your host, Ali, on Elevation Through Sound. And let's continue listening. This is the place for inspiring sounds all around.
Sirdis kahni kah.
for those out there tuning in, you're listening to Dublab Radio, Karin live from our studio. What a great set. And thank you so much for coming over. Hold on, let's see. Let me bring you back up. You want to talk from this mic? Okay, there you go. Yeah. That was great. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And this is pretty much what you're going to be working on tour, right? This is the material.
Yeah. There are about four other pieces as well.
Yeah.
For
wow.
Support.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the first date that is coming up for you?
I'm playing Broadcast Festival April 4th in Brussels.
Okay.
Yeah. And then mid-April I start on with Apparat.
Cool. Yeah, Apparat is great. So it's fantastic. Well, and then for those out there tuning in, your new record coming out tomorrow out on Mute, Mute Records, which...
It's quite exciting.
I know, that's crazy in itself.
Yeah, I don't actually... You know, I'm just like, okay, I'm putting this work out and I'm just already on to the next thing. But I've really today doing this is sort of like, oh, wow. This is my dream.
This is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy to me. It's an interesting direction on the label because, well, first of all, my question is, do you meet Daniel?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Daniel and the team are what make it everything for me. You know, they're unbelievable people. And I want to only work with people that I really, really respect and
that committed.
Inspire me. Yeah.
Yeah. We interviewed him for Double Up once. Mm-hmm. He gave the one advice no one ever gives you, which is one of the questions we asked him, what would you ask to someone that wants to get going on music or, you know, in with a record label, you know, something creative, you know, kind of something what we all do. And his answer was the opposite of what your parents would ever tell you. He says, don't have a plan B. He said, it's not a very practical way to make a living.
Yeah.
So if you have a plan B, most likely you will fall back on that plan.
That's probably why we connected so hard, because of that. I'm sure I said, I don't have a plan B. I've never, you know, so.
This is it, yeah.
He's so inspiring.
And yeah.
Yeah, he's so
cool. Cool. Well, it's great to see you and your music in such good hands and in good company. So
yeah.
I wish you all the best with
the
new record and
thank you so much.
Have fun on tour.
I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler at Mute, also for making this happen.
Yeah.
And for those out there tuning in, stay tuned. There's more Dublab to come. Great programming. Thank you, Karin, for coming over and more live from LA. Yes, this is the place.